is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We are now learning details of how the country will say goodbye to the 39th President of the United States.
President Biden has called for a national day of mourning to honor the life of former President Jimmy Carter. Following the late leader's death, the president ordered flags to fly at half-staff and federal agencies to close on January 9th. On that day, a state funeral will be held in Washington, with plans for memorial services in Mr. Carter's home state of Georgia as well. Willie James Inman, CBS News, St. Croix, the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Scary moments at LAX on Friday when a Delta plane and a charter plane carrying the Gonzaga men's basketball team almost collided.
Stop.
The FAA is investigating what caused the near collision. No one was injured. Meanwhile, the investigation into the deadly plane crash in South Korea will be extensive and lengthy. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
The fact that there was this concrete mound in place is being looked at and is being talked about as a possible factor. But I think, broadly speaking, they're looking into whether there's a fault with the Boeing 737-800 side or whether maybe the airline was at fault for overusing this aircraft or not maintaining it properly.
179 people were killed. A federal appeals court has upheld a $5 million award in a civil case against President-elect Trump, where a writer claimed he sexually abused her in the early 90s. Here's CBS's Graham Cates.
The 77-page decision Monday rejected complaints made repeatedly by Trump before, during, and after the 9-day trial. The appeals court, for instance, concluded that the judge, Lewis Kaplan, did not err in allowing the testimonies of two women who made claims on the stand of alleged encounters with Trump that bore similarities to Carol's.
Keeping the hundreds of thousands of people expected in Times Square tomorrow safe, that's a priority of NYPD. Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
Since everyone will be in tight quarters, we'll have dedicated pickpocket teams patrolling through Times Square.
Five people have now been charged in connection to the death of One Direction singer Liam Payne. They include a friend of his and hotel workers. They were all charged with negligent homicide. Argentinian prosecutors say he was incapacitated by consumption of various substances, couldn't maintain his balance in a hotel lobby before needlessly falling to his death. Stocks fell on Wall Street as a strong year for the market looks set to end on a sour note. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. The $440 million redevelopment of the former South Hills Country Club site in Racine County is about to begin. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports Ashley Capital has finalized their purchase of the property. The plan is to build a 223-acre business park with 10 industrial buildings. A case of bird flu has been identified in a backyard poultry flock in Kenosha County. State officials say the health risk is low, but they have set up a containment zone to restrict poultry movement. And Kenosha County Public Health is launching a program offering a radon test kit in exchange for a non-perishable food item. The initiative aims to provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for radon. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers fall short in Minnesota. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers scored three touchdowns in the second half, but came up short, losing to the Vikings at US Bank Stadium 27-25. Green Bay swept this season by both the Lions and the Vikings. Do the Packers still think they're on the same level as those teams? Green Bay safety Xavier McKinney.
I want to say yeah, but right now the story is we haven't beat those teams. So I can't sit up here and say, yeah, we're on the same level if we ain't beat them.
The Vikings finished 7-1 at home this season. Quarterback Sam Darnold.
You know, we executed at a high level. Obviously a lot of things to correct, but overall, man, it was a great team effort, obviously, against a really, really good Packers team.
So the Vikings face the Lions in Detroit on Sunday night. The Packers will host the Bears Sunday at noon. Men's college hockey, Wisconsin beating UConn 4-3 to win the title in the holiday faceoff over the weekend at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a mostly cloudy sky and lows in the low 30s with foggy areas. And for tomorrow, more clouds around, high temperatures into the upper 30s. On New Year's Day, a little more sunshine but colder, a high in the upper 20s. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Timeless Hits WRJN. Police in Argentina caught a burglar after he fell asleep inside the house he was robbing. The owner of the house found the sleeping crook, and she and another woman attacked him with brooms until the police arrived.
live a lot longer.
From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Street. And when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't blood, it was the soles of the big man's feet. Ooh, hey.
hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece custom made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Slim.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin is here. And so we're kind of wrapping up the holiday season. Of course, Christmas was last week. Mm-hmm. Got New Year's Eve tomorrow, New Year's Day. And then it's all, you know, it's back to work. And
yes,
it's all downhill from there, right?
It's all downhill from there. Exactly. Right.
So I want you to think back to your Christmas. You had a nice Christmas, I hope.
I did. I had a great Christmas.
All right. I want
hope you did too.
Very nice. I want you to think back to your Christmas and tell me if these words were ever uttered at your holiday gatherings or words similar.
Okay.
All right. So picture this. Somebody opens a gift and then somebody else says, I don't even know what that is.
Yes, that has happened.
It's usually
that happened this past Christmas.
It's usually some tech item, right?
Yes, it is. Especially I consider the goofy grab bag gifts as part of that.
Okay.
For that question. And yes, we did hear it a few days ago.
It's even happened with people who give the gift. You know, they give the gift, say, well, I gave it to you, but I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is. Yes.
I have no idea what it is.
We all thought that when one gift was opened and it looked like a giant egg sitting on a dish. And everyone was looking at that going, what is that?
Like how big was the egg?
It looked like a golf ball, about the size of a golf ball.
Okay.
And then there was a small dish underneath it. And we were all just confused. We were all, what is that? So the person who did give it held out for a while and said, it is a salt and pepper shaker.
Okay. This was like a white elephant thing or?
It was. Yeah, okay. It was. And it came in like a little dish so you can pinch the salt onto your food and you put the salt in there. And then you shake this eggish thing and it's pepper. Who knew?
Who knew? Did you end up with that?
I did not. Nope.
Did anyone steal it? Do you play the game where you can steal the gift?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You can only steal three times. Yes. Three people did steal that.
Oh, they wanted it. That was a popular one.
No, they did.
Okay.
It was a very popular one. Yeah.
Well, I hope you had a very nice holiday.
Thank you. And I hope you did too.
There's my friend Robin. It's Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Right now at Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin. Get $11,500 off MSRP on a 2025 Ram 1500 Bighorn during their Wrap Up the Year sales event. Plus, get $2,000 Ford Conquest Cash without trading in a Ford product. Get to Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for their Wrap Up the Year sales event today. See dealer for complete details. Plus, tax, title, and dock fee to well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Must finance through Stellantis Financial.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
So this new dose is, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green?
Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hobble has Rock and Roll Never Forgets Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
On WRJN. Del Shannon was born on this date in 1934. He passed away in 1990 at the age of 55.
eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, get down on my knees for you.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So, if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Habitat for Humanity groups in Racine and Kenosha can give a lot of thanks to former President Jimmy Carter. The former president came to Milwaukee in 1989 and put a spotlight on that organization. While in the state, Carter and his wife, along with thousands of volunteers, helped build 6 new homes and rehab 8 others. The effort brought together thousands of volunteers and showcased the former president's commitment to affordable housing and community service. Work is set to start soon on the transformation of the former South Hills Country Club in Racine County. It's being turned into a $440 million industrial park. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports Ashley Capital has finalized the deal to buy the property. The South Hills Commerce Center will include 10 industrial buildings across 223 acres. In a dual effort to combat radon exposure and food insecurity, Kenosha County Public Health is launching a new program. The county is offering a $5 radon test kit in exchange for the donation of a non-perishable food item.
A statement says the discounted kits provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for the odorless radioactive gas. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a mostly cloudy sky and lows in the low 30s with foggy areas. And for tomorrow, more clouds around, high temperatures into the upper 30s. On New Year's Day, a little more sunshine but colder, a high in the upper 20s. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Elton John, Crocodile Rock on WRJN. You know, Elton John was recently on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
You were not. You weren't always Elton John. You were born Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
Yes.
Which is also a lovely name.
It's a name.
Agree to disagree.
Who the hell calls this a little baby, right? Little baby like Reginald. Oh,
Reginald. I was named after my mum's brother because she wanted to call me Raymond, but my father disagreed. So they had a huge argument, which wasn't, you know, unusual. And I became Reginald, and I hated it.
Reggie!
It's a more popular name in America, and they've had very many famous Reggies, but in England, it wasn't Reggie, it was Reginald. It's like, who the hell? Anyway. And as soon as I could change it, by default, I did.
There's Elton John, here's Neil Diamond on WRJN.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, that's all wrong, looks all right. God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, well, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally now, baby. Oh, Lord. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
float high 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without all the one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need?
Timeless Hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollmann. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. I was at a wedding yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Some friends of ours. It was a small affair held in their home.
Aww.
Just their, you know, closest family and friends, maybe 85 mm-hmm. people, something like that.
Wow, that's a lot to have in a home.
In a home. It was a little crowded at first. Mm-hmm. But then after the ceremony, you know, they had heavy hors d'oeuvres and snacks and desserts and all sorts of things. And they had these cupcakes. They were
cupcakes.
The most scrumptious looking cupcakes.
Oh, I've ever looking.
Seen. Yeah, they
that
were.
Key word in there, looking? Well, they, good looking cupcakes?
They tasted really good, too. But oh, the good. First thing is they caught your eye. They were beautiful.
Oh, nice. And then you felt bad biting into one.
Well, no, I didn't feel bad about that at all.
No.
Not at all. But they were they were gorgeous. They were delicious. Mm. And we had to ask, where did you get these cupcakes? Because we figured it was from a, you know, a local bakery.
Yeah.
You know, some specialty shop somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is, after hearing the answer, the next time I get married, I'm having Sam's Club cater my wedding.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Sam's? Oh, my goodness.
Can you believe it?
I've heard some good things about Costco and Sam's about some of the things that they do offer in their bakery sections. And I am more impressed now after hearing you say that. Are you serious?
They were gorgeous and they were delicious.
Okay. The next time you get married, I'll make sure I tell Victoria that.
She knows. I told her too.
Oh, good, good, good.
All right. There's my friend Robin. I'm Kurt Vollmann on WRJN. 8 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Tributes are pouring in for former President Jimmy Carter, who died yesterday at the age of 100. This woman was at the Carter Center in Atlanta paying her respects.
We're in such a polarized climate today, but I hope we can remember that, you know, Jimmy Carter is one of the people that can bring this community and this world together.
CBS's Christiane Benavides with more on the preparations to say goodbye to the 39th president.
U.S. flags are flung at half staff for 30 days in Carter's honor. If health and circumstances permit, all former U.S. presidents are expected to attend Carter's state funeral in Washington next week, with January 9th declared a national day of mourning.
The former president will be buried in a private ceremony in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. Officials in South Korea are trying to find out what caused a deadly plane crash. Accident investigator John Cox says what struck him most was...
Why the